The Gemara in Masechet Chulin Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis teaches us the Rav Abba Kozel Lebei Rav Chanan Chosnei. Rav was going to the home of Rav Chanan, his son-in-law. Chazam Abra the Kozel Abbe. He saw the river coming towards him. Amra Mabra Kozel Abba Yom Tov L'Gav. If this is what's happening, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Ozel kam ababa. So he came to the home of his son-in-law. Vaidik bebizid adasha. He looked through the crack in the door. V'chaza chevesa detalya. He saw an animal hanging that they were going to eat from that animal. Taraf ababa. He knocked on the door. V'nafak osakula amal ape. And everybody in the house came out to greet him. Vosata bochanami, even the people who were working with the meat came out to greet him. Lo olam rav minei, and Rav paid attention to the piece of meat the entire time. Vamalu, he told them, Echa hashta, if not for me paying attention to the meat the entire time, as we discussed in our previous shurim, we would have now a circumstance of bososhnas alma ayin. And sfisloi surlim nebras, and we may family might have eaten meat that's prohibited. Boshes nesalma ayin. But says the Gemara, loy achol rama hubis. Rav still didn't eat from that meat. Says the Ramai Tamim mishum elumei, if because he was concerned about boshes nesalma ayin. Says the Gemara just reported, the reality was haloy olam. It did not become boshes nesalma ayin. El the nochish, Rav had made a nachash. If the boat's coming, that will be a good sign. And since the Torah says that you lois a nachshu, parshas kedoshim, so he did not want to eat from that meat. Ask the Gemara of Amarav kol nachash enek Eliezer ever Avram kiyonisim ben Shol. We all remember the story of Eliezer who came to look for a wife for Yitzchak, and he was standing by the water. And he said, if the girl comes and she says that she offers me and my animals to drink, that's a proof that she should be Yitzchak's wife. Or the story with Jonathan and Shaul, when he went the whole battle with Pelishtim, and he said, if they tell some, the pasuk in Shmuel discusses, im kaim yom alein doimu adigienu alechem, v'manu tachtenu v'loinalo alehem, so it depends what they would say to be a raya if we will win or not. And they did say it, Olu Alinu, and that's why they were able to prevail. That's not, unless you did that, it's not an achash. And he didn't do that. He didn't make that kind of a sign, if this or if that. It says the Gemara, Sud Shushavi, Firav. Rav never ate from Sudas Rishus. Only ate, he did not eat meat from Sudas Rishus. But the Gemara says further here, Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Bayis, somebody builds a home, Tinoik, or he has a baby, or Isha gets married, Apisha, Os, Nachash, you're not allowed to rely on a Nachash, Yes Simon. If after one of these three things, one of these three life cycle events happened to him, he then went out into business, his first act of business was successful, that's a raya that he's going to be matzliach. Only if it happened three times, or something could happen three times, it's a raya that he will be matzliach, otherwise not. Lexiv, as we find, Yaakov said to Yehuda, when Yehuda asked that he should be able to take Binyamin to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov said, Yosef enenu, v'shimon enenu, and now it's Binyamin tikachu would be the third time. So our Gemara teaches us, is discussing the issa d'oraisa that we mentioned, the pasuk says, lo senachshu, and the question is, when does that issur apply and when does it not apply? And the Gemara made a statement that Kol Nachash Enikel Yezer Eved Avram Ukiyonisin Ben Shol Ena Nachash. So the Rishonim asked obvious question: How could the Gemara suggest that Eliezer Eved Avram or Yonasan Ben Shol were over the lav of Loisa Nachshu? In general, particularly if we'll say that they didn't do it, so then how does the Gemara use the wording that Kol Nachash Enik Eliezer V'Yonasan Ena Nachash? Moreover, the Gemara says that when Rav and Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan wanted to go on a trip, they would make for themselves simonim, if to go or not go. Rav, we just learned, looked at the boats. Shmuel used to ask somebody to say a pasuk, etc. Why is that not considered a nachash? So Tosfos Divrei Maskil Kliyazer says the difference between a nachash, which is osur, versus a simin, or ice, which is mutter, is if somebody says, I'll do it if this happens, I won't do it if this doesn't happen, that is considered a nachash. And so if that's the case, so that's exactly what Eliezer said. If she gives me water, then she is the right girl. If not, not. So one terrorist the Rishonim suggest, there Eliezer was a Ben Noyach, and there is no Isser of Lois Nachshu Ben Noyach. Another terrorist is that Eliezer did not actually rely on the Nachash. And if you pay attention to the Psukim, say the Rishonim, you'll see that first Eliezer, as soon as he met her and asked the Bas Miat, he right away gave her the jewelry. So what happened was that first he must have given her the jewelry. He said, this is the shidduch. And then afterwards, he made himself a simon, but not that he relied on this entirely. And the same by Yonasan. It's not that Yonasan was relying on this nachash. He only did it to be able to show this nar, this person, this assistant who was with him, that this is the right thing to do. And therefore, when the Gemara said, according to this, when the Gemara says, Kol Nachash, doesn't mean that they did the wrong thing. The Ran says the difference between a Nachash, which is Osir, and a Sim, which is Mutter, is a Nachash is a situation where it doesn't make any sense. Where you make yourself some sort of a sign that has no logic behind it. That's considered an Nachash. But if there's logic to what you're doing, then that's not considered Nachash. So Eliezer knew that to be a wife of Yitzchak, to be a daughter-in-law in the home of Avram, you have to be a Baal Chesed. Similarly, that's not called a Nachash. The same with Yonasan. If the enemy is very motivated, then you need to be concerned about going to war with them. But if the enemy is not motivated, you don't have to be worried. So it wasn't a Nachash, and therefore they didn't do the wrong thing. But then the question remains. The question that remains is that Al Gemara says the Rav relied on how it looked with the boat, and Shmuel with the psukim that they used to ask the children. Why is that not considered a Nachash? So the Rishonim say that those are not considered a Nachash because they're considered a Nevuah Katana. And even though, as we're learning, and the Torah teaches us, that a Nachash is Osur, a Simen is Mutter. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Dalet, says, Hamesim La'atzmei Simonim. Somebody makes a Simen. This will happen. Esther David Pliny, I will do this. But if it doesn't happen, like Esther, anything similar to that, hakol osu. It's always osu. But kol ois masim nedvarm elu. And if you act accordingly, like you get machas. The Rambam, the Ravid, I mean, disagrees. Oyma Avram, zeo shibish gadol. It's a huge error. Shaydav zeh mutter mutter. This type of action is mutter. V'loya te'aloshin. What caused the Rambam to make his incorrect psak, says the Ravid, is our Gemara, where our Gemara says, kol nachash ena kaliyazav yoynesen ena nachash. For who suffer, and says the Ravid, the Rambam thinks, shalinyan esenemer, that the Gemara means to say they did the wrong thing. V'loyhi, that's not what the Gemara means. El hochkama, ena roi lismoich, alof. Vei choshev al tzadikim kemoysom averizu. How can we think that people like Eliezer, like Yonason did in Aveira, so if they were here, they would take very great umbrage at the Rambam. The Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam is of the opinion that Eliezer was a Ben Noach, and therefore there is no problem of Nachash. The Ravid is of the opinion is that a Ben Noach is Osur and Nachash. So even if Eliezer was a Ben Noach, it can't be that he would have done Nachash, and that's why he has this very significant disagreement with the Rambam.